As former President Ronald Reagan once said, democracy is worth dying for because it's the most deeply honorable form of government ever devised by a man. Why is our democracy worth dying for? Why is our democracy one to regard as deeply honorable? One word, freedom. An estimated 6,800 American soldiers died in battle, and another 6,100 were wounded, just so that our country could be free. As an American, I do not take lightly how my freedom came to be. It is the result of those brave warriors that we have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and the freedom to petition. These five freedoms are essential to our democracy. They honor our human rights, fundamental rights that every person is entitled to, regardless of race, gender, status, nationality, or religion. The Founding Fathers' value of human rights is the reason we can live with the protection of what these freedoms hold. The freedom of speech protects our democracy because citizens have the right to discuss important matters. In writing the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson recognized the importance of speaking freely when he wrote, "Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government." Freedom of speech, but also the writing down of our thoughts, with the freedom of the press, protects our right to discuss the things that potentially need to be altered in our government without fear of repercussion. Equally, significant protection comes from the freedoms of religion and assembly. I am personally thankful for the freedom of religion. The fact that I can wake up every morning and not be in danger of practicing my religion is so meaningful. I am aware that only some countries have that protection. There are several countries where different religions face persecution, including but not limited to China, Iran, India, North Korea, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Not only can we practice our religion, but we can assemble with others to do so. The freedom to assemble makes it possible to discuss and defend ideas without consequence. It also gives the opportunity to spread awareness of current events. The freedom to petition aids in that awareness by safely protesting concerns in our country or individual states. I had a personal experience with exercising this right just this year. I was able to stand alongside thousands of people at our state house in protest of a bill in the process of becoming a law. This peaceful petition would not be possible without those who have fought for us to have freedom. As Thomas Jefferson observed, all men are created equal. The origin of our freedom was from the Founding Fathers' value of equality. That equality is the reason soldiers continue to fight for our country. That is the reason our democracy is honorable and worth dying for.